Glory to Jesus Christ. Let us try to put ourselves in a situation of the lepers from today's gospel. Their life was very difficult. For years they lived outside of any contact of other people. They were rejected by society. They were forbidden to have any contact with others. And if one of them came to an inhabited place, he had to go to the center of the city, ring a bell and shout, "Unclean, unclean." In this way, we can count that they were actually dead to the society and dead to their loved ones. And this mental suffering compounded the physical pain. It is therefore natural that they understood the meeting with Jesus Christ as a huge change for their lives. They knew that Christ healed many sick people. That's why they called him with confidence. And he commanded them to go and show themselves to the priests. And they obeyed and they went on their way. They observed that all were healed. They knew what Christ was telling them. They knew that it was not enough to be included in a society and to live a normal life. They understood that Jesus Christ sent them to the priests because in the old ways, the priests were not only representatives of religion, but also they had a task to protect the society from illnesses and various other attacks. A person with a skin disease had to show himself to a priest who had to decide whether the leprosy was there or not. If the priest declared that it was leprosy, the sick person had to immediately separate from the society so they would not infect others. If the symptoms of the disease disappeared, he could not immediately return home. The person would have to still go to the priest who would confirm the healing, and then they would have a purification ceremony. Only then the person could return back to their loved ones. Let's imagine the conversation between these 10 lepers that it might have been like when they found out they were healed. Of course, they were overjoyed. But what's next? Maybe one of them suggested, "Hey, let's go back to Jesus." And the others could reply, "No. Jesus commanded us to go and show ourselves to the priests. We must obey him. Remember, we must not meet anyone until the priest pronounces us healthy." But one of them ignored the logic. Jumping for joy and giving praises to God, he went back to Jesus. The others continued on their way to the priests, and maybe they said to themselves, "Let him go. He is a crazy Samaritan. How dare is he to violate the clear command that Jesus gave? He will just see what Jesus tells him." Perhaps because of his disobedience, his illness will return back to him. And we know that it was completely different. When this healed Samaritan fell at Jesus' feet and thanked him, Jesus said, "Were not 10 of them cleansed? Where are the other 9? Why are they not back giving thanks?" Was there no one but the stranger who would have returned and give glory to God? And Christ said to himself, "Get up and walk. Your faith has made you well." Why was this Samaritan rewarded and was able to do the right thing while their friends were not. The 9 recovered lepers pursued their interest to be declared healthy so they could rejoin the society and meet their loved ones. The Samaritan risked his future when he first thanked, and because he went to give thanks to Jesus first. But the risk paid off because he received complete healing of body and soul. For a person who loses their life for Christ's sake gains eternal life. Gospel gives us these lepers to meditate on so we can look at our life and see where we healed also. Do we not find many encounters with Christ within our life which also caused us healings in different levels of our lives? Where we not find lucky? Did we not experience lucky coincidences that have moved the quality of our life a little bit better? Certainly yes. Every single day there is something for us to be thankful to God. But how did we react to those situations? Were we like the 9 lepers who took and never gave thanks? Or were we like the Samaritan who, before anything, went to Christ and said, "Thank you. You've healed me. There's nothing more important in my life than this." So let us meditate on this gospel. And let us think about our life and how many times we were given this opportunity to give thanks for healing, not just bodily healing, but our healing of our soul too. So let us answer this question within our hearts. Glory to Jesus Christ.